Hi, everybody. Dr. Neil Nymark here. I'm excited to be with you. I am a board-certified family physician and founder of the Academy of Stress Mastery. And I want to welcome you to this CD on contacting your inner healer, which ultimately ends in a guided imagery visualization. But we're going to discuss a little bit about what is your inner healer and how it works. And this is part of our Stress Mastery Fundamental Series. So, what is your inner healer? Well, it's really what Walter Cannon, the Harvard physiologist, actually the guy who discovered and coined the term fight or flight response, called the wisdom of the body. So our inner healer is like an inner advisor, if you will. It's like an imaginary wise figure. It may appear as a person or a guardian angel, some kind of symbol, or just a little soft voice deep inside of us, or maybe just a feeling within. But this symbolic figure provides us a valuable insight into our consciousness, our deeper thoughts, and even our subconscious feelings, and it offers us invaluable guidance and support when we're dealing with difficult health problems or emotional issues. You know, anytime we want, we can go inside, we can quiet our minds, and open the door to an inner awareness. And when we go inside to that place, we can draw upon a profound source of wisdom there. And there's been a common notion really throughout history that guidance is available to us when we appeal to it and when we are receptive to it. And the inner healer exercise and visualization is really about opening up to that place inside of us that knows exactly what brought you here to this series, what brought you here to learn more about stress and how it affects you in your life, and to the place inside that knows what the next step you need to take is, what the next place you need to go is in terms of direction and clarity and finding answers to the issues that are facing you and the obstacles in your journey, whether it be health issues that you're facing or relationship issues or emotional issues or whatever the case may be. Now, why do the inner healer visualization? Why is this tool so important? Well, I think there are many times in our lives, and maybe again with health issues or emotional issues, relationship issues, where there are no easy answers to the problems we're facing. And sometimes we're really forced to choose between that proverbial, you know, rock and a hard place. And it's for those times and in those situations in our lives where we have to make some difficult decisions that are related to either our physical or emotional or spiritual health. And, you know, it's my belief that it's best to seek guidance and help in these times. And that guidance will often come to us in the form of information we gather and research and data. Other times it's going to come from, you know, the loving counsel of our friends and our family and people we're with and trust in. But one vitally important, and I'll definitely say this often overlooked source of guidance, comes from that small little voice deep inside of us. And this voice is referred to as our inner voice, our inner wisdom, or our inner healer. And by allowing ourselves to relax our mind, to quiet our busy thoughts, what we call the strategic mind, the monkey mind that jumps from branch to branch, from thought to thought, when we quiet that, we can often tap into a source of inner wisdom and inner healing. And the guided imagery that we're going to lead you on was created to help us let go of our critical strategic mind and find answers to those difficult health problems or emotional traumas that we may be facing. Now, I want to give you a case study that comes from Martin Rossman's book called Healing Yourself. Now, Martin Rossman's a medical doctor who does a lot of work in guided imagery and visualization. And he gives us the case of Eric, who was a 35-year-old jet setter, very successful, driven workaholic, but I mean like a true jet setter. This guy literally flew halfway around the world on business on a routine basis, and he never really took time out of his schedule for anything else in his life but work. Now, what happened was he developed a problem with his ankle. It would get inflamed and swollen, and he consulted 3 different orthopedic surgeons, and none of them could really make a specific diagnosis or figure out why it was doing that. X-rays were normal. They even drew fluid out to analyze the joint fluid to see if they could find some process that was going on, and nothing was really identified. So this continued to really interfere with his lifestyle, his ability to get around, and he had tried multiple medications, and none of them really seemed to help that much, and he was getting frustrated, and he was getting upset. So what he did was, out of sheer desperation, really, he went to Dr. Rossman's office, and he met with one of his associates, and he agreed to try this inner healer visualization. Now, he was completely skeptical about it, and he didn't really believe that it would work, but he'd really run out of other options, so what the heck? I mean, you got to do something, and that's what he felt. So when he first did this guided imagery, he went inside to that quiet place, and a vision came to him of a little devil with a pitchfork that was poking at his ankle. You can just see this little red devil poking his ankle with this sharp little fork. Well, he couldn't believe it, and he thought, wow, this is just complete BS. How could this happen? But the little devil then said to him during this imagery that you got to take some time out of your schedule. You got to enjoy the emotional side of life. Other things are important, and there are things outside of work. You have to take time to round out your life a little bit. Well, needless to say, Eric thought this was complete garbage, and he didn't really see how this whole imagery could be connected to his problem. But remember, he was out of options. I mean, this was a last resort. He'd tried 3 different orthopedic surgeons. None of them could help. So he made a little deal with the imaginary devil. And what he did was he agreed to take 3 to 4 days off every month to rest, to enjoy his life. And in return, the little devil told him, you won't have this problem anymore. So you know what? Eric kept his word. And over the next 3 months, he took the allotted time off. And believe it or not, he didn't once have a problem with his ankle. So he thought, okay, this was just one big coincidence, one big fluke, and I'm going to go back to working full time. And he did. And sure enough, within the first month, his ankle swelled up again. So in trying to understand Eric's case, you know, we need to realize that the truth is there are so many medical and health problems that we don't have a clear answer or a scientific explanation for. You know, health is complicated, and what I teach is that there are unknown factors in the healing equation. So that's why this guided imagery is so valuable for problems where traditional or even alternative approaches cannot find a solution. And it's invaluable to have a tool like the inner healer visualization that we're going to do that can help you go within yourself, draw on that inner wisdom that lies really within each and every one of us, what Walter Cannon, the Harvard physiologist, calls the wisdom of the body. Now, remember, the highest approach to all stress mastery is to reach out for the best that science has to offer and to reach within to mobilize our own internal resources for healing. And the inner healer visualization is a powerful, powerful method to allow you to reach within yourself and help mobilize your own internal resources for healing. Because we know there's a yearning, there's an impulse within each one of us for our own wholeness. And when there are messy things in our life or things that don't fit, I say it's our task to transform our whole mess into our wholeness. Kind of like a little play on words there, but our whole mess, the mess of our lives, into our wholeness, that we can take our broken parts, we can take where we've been wounded or injured and heal, which means make whole again and come back to that wholeness. And the inner healer visualization is the way that we do that. Now, that requires that we activate our healing system, because to become whole, we have a healing system within us that really knows exactly how to mend our broken parts, but we need to draw on that. We need to listen to that wisdom. And that's what this inner healer visualization helps us to do. So we've got to participate in our healing, and you can't just read about or listen to this tape on the inner healer visualization. You actually have to sit down and do the guided imagery and follow along, and we'll do that as soon as I'm done with this sort of educational, informational portion of the Inner Healer CD. So there was a wonderful story, and I think many of you have heard it, but remember there was this story about the intellectual who thought he could learn everything by reading. And he read a book on astronomy, and he became an astronomer. And he read a book on biology, and he became a great biologist. And he read a book on swimming, and he drowned, right? You can't read about some of these things. You have to get in and do it. You have to engage your full mind, body, and spirit and make that connection. So this is a process. The guided imagery and listening to that small voice, at first you may not hear anything. You may only hear the monkey mind, the strategic mind, the intruding thoughts, the noise, right? But it's a process, and you've got to be gentle with yourself, because all of us fall. When it comes to learning new techniques and new tools to manage stress, at first, it's not going to be easy. There's a wonderful cartoon I once saw, and it shows this doctor talking to a patient who had come to his office. And the doctor says, listen, if I told you once, I told you 100 times. I do not treat amnesia cases. So listen, we're all going to forget. We're all going to have amnesia when it comes to learning new skills for handling and achieving stress mastery in our lives. So we're going to fall. We're going to fail. And when it comes to our own healing, we're all going to make mistakes. And it's important to recognize that. You know, Stephen Levine is a great author and healer who's done a lot of work in the area of death and dying, just like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross has. And he says that, and I'm quoting from him now, quote, "The process of growth is, it seems, the art of falling down. Growth is measured by the gentleness and awareness with which we once again pick ourselves up, the lightness with which we dust ourselves off, the openness with which we continue and take the next unknown step beyond our edge, beyond our holding, into the remarkable mystery of being." So I think we need to learn from that it's okay to fall, but we need to keep growing and get up and dust ourselves off gently and move on and try something new. We want progress, not perfection. We want to start with small steps and move in the direction of our dreams and our wishes for a good life and our goals. You know, back in 1978, I entered medical school at the Ohio State University College of Medicine, and we had a great class advisor that year, Dr. William Havener. He was an ophthalmologist, and he told us the very first day of class that at the end of the year, he was going to reveal to us the ultimate secret. So he really got us all thinking about that. And a year passed, and the year went pretty quickly. And what he said to us at the end of the year was, the most important thing I will ever say to you is to live your life as if there is a God of love who cares for you and for each one of your future patients. And it's really my goal with this inner healer tape that it helps you to realize that there is a deep source of love inside of you, a remarkable intelligence that is beyond your own intellect, and a source of caring, and a very source, the very source of life itself. That's how we're all here. That's how we're all here to help one another and to learn, like you're learning on this tape, and to join together in this journey to guide each other in our own healing. We're all on this journey together. Stress mastery is something that's a lifelong endeavor, and none of us ever achieve full mastery in it, but it's our effort to become masters that really makes us masters. So it's my hope that in contacting your inner healer, you will find the guidance and the wisdom you need to live a full and vital life, one that's filled with a deeper sense of purpose, a deep connection to your special gifts in life, and a deep understanding of how much you are needed to help repair what is broken in this world. So when you connect to that inner source, you will find a level of inner peace that is your own natural inheritance. So on the next CD, I'm going to lead you in the guided visualization called Contacting Your Inner Healer, so that you may contact that inner source of wisdom, and in so doing find the clarity and the guidance that can help give answers to the difficult health problems or emotional traumas or stresses that you may be dealing with in life. I'm going to guide you in letting go of your critical strategic mind so that you can access this quiet, peaceful, and wise place inside. And when you put aside all your expectations and your worries and your fears, you will be better able to access that source of inner wisdom and guidance that is available to you in the form of your inner healer. This is Dr. Neil Nymark signing off for now, and I'll meet you on the next CD so that you may contact your inner healer.